Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Old Testament book of Micah, chapter 6, verses 1 to 8. Listen to what the Lord says. Stand up, plead your case before the mountains. Let the hills hear what you have to say. Hear, O mountains, the Lord's accusation. Listen, you everlasting foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a case against his people. He is lodging a charge against Israel. My people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you? Answer me. I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam. My people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, counseled, and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered. Remember your journey from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Would the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. It's common for God to be judged in the court of public opinion. There are even people who want to accuse God of crimes against humanity. But God pleads his case. What have I ever done to you? Why would you turn away from the Lord who brought you out of slavery? Why rebel against the God who led you with his humble servants? Why follow false leaders who defy my righteous ways? What is the right way to worship the God who saves and rescues? Regular offerings that are modest, or special offerings that are very large, like 10,000 rivers of oil? Does God require the death of my firstborn son to pay for my sins? Our good God tells us to copy his goodness. He requires our actions toward others to be equal and fair. We love them as we love ourselves. We pour out mercy and grace on the sick, the suffering, and yes, sinners like us. In thankful response to the goodness that God has shown to us through Jesus Christ, we set aside our arrogant attitude and walk humbly with our God. God, help us walk humbly with you, according to the great goodness you have shown to us through Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.